traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Do you refer to multiple people as the blowjob queen?
No, it's just you.
Okay.
Pretty much. Well, Logan once said you could suck the shine off a Cadillac.
Wait, okay, this is like a really weird request, but can I just see what I look like?
Yeah, sure. Here, I'll take a picture of you.
No, on camera. Stop.
Okay, no problem. I won't take a picture of you.
How would you like to see without the picture? How can we show you how you look?
On camera.
Can we get a mirror?
Your assistant is so much smarter than you.
That's not his assistant, it's his sister.
Yeah.
Caleb, can you go to Corinna?
He just says sometimes, can somebody get my sister?
Okay. Can we go?
Can we keep all this?
Wait a second.
I'm telling you, you look fine as hell. How does that look?
God dang, Corinna.
God damn.
Oh, I need to take my Invisalign out.
Shawty,
well,
take
it
out.
On camera.
Caleb, zoom in.
Shawty.
Caleb, zoom in.
I don't know if I will count.
You're gonna leave it
is
in?
Is this cleaned and sanitized?
Yes, clean and sanitized.
It's all good.
Okay.
You let me
COVID
know.
COVID friendly?
100%. We're all checked. Okay. 100%. We are. Look, are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been rolling this whole time.
I know.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
No, how you guys can't doing? Do that.
Here we are. Guys, we have Corinna Kopp here in the studio today. I can't believe it. It's been years. I've been texting this girl, hey, come on Impulsive. The audience wants to see you. She's one of the biggest
That's
us.
That's not true.
I swear to God, it's taken years to get you in studio. And even already, she threatened to walk. She goes to my producer. She goes, listen here, Catman. I will walk if this is not posted next week. So Corinna, I'm glad we finally got you.
My podcast virginity for sure.
This is your first podcast.
Well, I've done train wrecks podcast, but Twitch, but yeah, it's my first podcast.
That's crazy.
And I always said if I did a podcast, I would do this one first.
Woo! We're honored. We really are honored. It is the number one podcast in the world after all.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? I know you had some concerns about being nervous, and I was like, hey, we're your friends. This is the gotcha
still nervous
podcast.
After,
I just met you, but we could be friends.
No, we didn't. Just me.
Oh, shit.
Wow, that's fucked up.
That is.
How and I don't remember
Corinna?
Anybody.
Damn.
It's my eyebrows.
She remembers
you. People remember my eyebrows.
And you didn't remember her?
Where did we meet in real life?
Here? Like, what? I've been around here for like, what, 3 years now?
It's been a while.
God dang it, George.
Fuck.
This is kind of fucked up.
It happens.
I need to take my Invisalign out.
Do it on camera. Do you say the F at the end of your name? And what does the F stand for?
I don't think I can.
The best way I can...
I love how you showed the camera. You're like...
The best way I can describe my last name is Cop. And then like, you're going to say phone. Like cop.
Cop phone.
No, it, not phone.
I heard
just
cop.
Like the,
I got nervous.
Like just the beginning of it.
Cop
like
phone.
Cop. Or you can say like German, like cup.
Cop.
Oh, David.
Ask David.
David, can we get the proper
Dave.
Pronunciation, please?
Head. It does mean
he
head.
He said cat.
It means head?
Uh-huh.
Your last name means head?
I'm still thinking about this one. Yes, it does.
How perfect
this
is that?
Oh, ironic.
What the fuck?
What in the world?
Yeah.
You find that ironic?
Why?
Just welcome to the show, Corinna. The world's
no, no, no. I'm not saying anything. Yo, whatever the fuck is going
Everything
on between
keeps
you
doing
two,
every fucking episode,
yo,
turn the fucking,
yo,
turn
then
you
get up and go handle
you guys,
and then
like
come back on set
with each other.
I know, literally.
And the way he positions
George,
and by the way, the way he positions himself is like this.
He goes like this.
Guys, you want me to just walk off set and just hold like with my dick in my hand? How do we fix this,
bro? Bro.
Oh, they can't see my whole face.
By the way, not one guest
like
have
here.
They made this big of a deal over.
No, that's not true. Every single guest has done this.
Let's get back on track, okay?
Your hair looks really good today. Last thing, George.
Am I better over here?
Yes.
I moved over. Okay, good.
You're possibly the greatest guest we've ever had.
You say that. You probably say that to everybody.
And this is the worst intro we've ever had.
Really?
Yes, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there's it bad? Just, I don't know.
No, there's just a lot going on. Okay. People are talking over each other and everyone's kind of like distracted. We just got back from my ranch. There was a lot there. And yeah, Corinna, I want to apologize, but we're going to get on track here in a second.
Okay.
What'd you do at the ranch?
Because
I know I heard some stuff. Were you doing things up there?
Yeah.
Like what? Why don't you get into fucking dark, vivid detail?
Nah.
Okay,
nah,
forget
we just,
it.
I think
not
this is
kind of
gross that my Invisalign is sitting here.
Oh, no napkin.
I'm going to hide. I didn't have a napkin.
No napkin, huh?
Give me them.
No, that's gross. You know, this is my third time having Invisalign.
Why?
Because I had it the first time in high school and I didn't wear my retainer. And then I got it again and I don't know, something happened. I didn't finish them. And then I got them again. This is my third time.
Your teeth look great. Are you over it though? Like, why don't you just stay on the regimen? So, because you know you have a great smile.
There's always something wrong. So, like, there's always something to fix. So I'm like, okay, I might as well just fix it. So
look, I'm on your Instagram page right here.
Oh no.
No, look, I am. And I mean, Corinna,
okay,
looking good. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, for real. Like,
this is weird.
When I scroll on your Instagram page, this is like, I feel like the face I make.
God dang.
Like, you know,
she looks like she's half asleep.
That's so not true.
But you've transitioned.
That's a good picture. That's probably one of my best.
You've trans.
What is it about that picture? Yeah, is it the outlet?
My
is
tits
the
look
cat's
massive.
Butt? Oh yeah.
I think I was about to get my period. Your boobs always look bigger.
You should try pregnancy.
Oh yeah.
Massive.
I can imagine.
Giant pregnant boobies, yeah. Dude.
Oh, the things over here. Okay. They're pointing
do you,
to
do,
it.
Do you, are you experiencing that with your ex?
Nah,
Lana?
Me and my ex don't hook up anymore, man.
But you hang out. You're with her today.
Yeah, that's what's going on with you, Corinna? You back on Facebook? You're on Facebook, yeah?
I haven't been streaming in a little bit.
Why?
Yeah.
That's the shtick though, huh?
Well, because I started something, so I'm
What'd you start?
Yeah, I don't want to get into.
Why not? Let's talk about it.
I started an OnlyFans.
I heard you made $1 million in a day.
Yeah.
What was the picture? Like, what was the content that made you $1 million in 24 hours?
It was mostly subscriptions.
Oh, new people signing up.
I mean, most people when they start an OnlyFans, they don't like show much out the gate, and I was just like, fuck it.
What'd you show?
Like, I've showed my tits and stuff already.
Nips?
Yeah.
Wow.
I sent you a picture.
I know. I got a little preview. I got
it's a
like,
good picture.
I got a picture like, hey, do you want to see? I was like, for free? Like, I'll pay. Sure. Like, I'll support.
$4.95.
She sent it to me for free. I said, God damn. Yeah. I understand why people pay.
Is that your first time seeing them?
No. Can I tell a funny story about your boobs?
I'm scared. I don't know. Is it bad?
It's not bad.
I know you're gonna say
I have
no,
to say
no.
It. It's impulsive.
No,
I gotta do it.
No, please don't.
Because I know people can relate, and because I do it.
Okay, fine, go for it. Right. I think I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure if
all right,
I do.
Look, Corinna was. Are you kidding me?
Some sort of hypercar. Tanner Fox just drove by in Back to the Future.
Corinna has in the past been generous enough to send me.
I think
just like a pic, like her boobs, and one time I was like, oh, well, like this is great. First off, I'm also so bad at receiving nudes, like I don't know what to say. I'm just like, wow, nice work.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say?
It's tricky.
I never
it's
like tricky. Getting them either, so I don't know why I sent
just
it.
Like it was out of the blue. It was one of the like hey, yeah. Surprise tits. Mm-hmm. And so then you were over my house and you opened up your apps like, and I was over her shoulder and
so
I saw that same picture preloaded into Facetune. And I was like, what?
Yes.
Why did she? So she Facetuned.
No, but I did show you the before.
Yeah. No, you removed like, what was it? It was
something
like
was like weird. That
it wasn't even bad though.
Yeah. It wasn't like I didn't Photoshop my boobs.
No.
I photoshopped something that was weird on my body. And
you use Facetune for like face tits?
I want them to look extra good. But I didn't actually really Facetune my boobs. It was like my arm
or
something.
It was only like one little like mark or something. And I appreciated that you.
I had to show him the before and after though to show that I didn't really.
No, but you went out of your way to make sure you.
I had to be good.
Just for me.
Just for you.
It was really truly an honor.
Why do you think it's so hard for a guy to come up with the words to say to respond to a nude? Do you think it's like, I think in today's day and age, like men are a little bit worried to elevate to the next level. So a girl sends you a nude.
I think it goes both ways though. Cause I get dick pics all the time and I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah, but you didn't want
nice
that.
Cock.
Like,
that's what you said.
Yeah, you should say
okay,
nice
but
dick.
If you
nice cock.
One, do I just keep saying nice cock, nice
yes.
cock,
yes.
nice
yep.
cock? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's like, and by the way, if you did that on your OnlyFans, like
people do send me their dicks.
And if you responded saying, nice cock.
No, I've gotten some crazy shit already.
Like what? Let's hear.
I don't want to, like, because then what if they watch the episode?
Of course they're going to watch
it. They're going to, but they're anonymous.
I don't know, like,
don't also say their first and last name.
No.
Don't dox them.
There's certain people that have sent certain things. So if I say what they've sent, they're going to know what's about them.
Who cares?
I don't know.
What's like something crazy. Like, now's the time.
Well, a lot of dick pics, jerking off. I've seen some very small penises.
A lot of them.
What's the smallest?
I've seen some people, like, on their hands and knees with their credit cards in their mouths and, like.
Simping? Are they simping?
So it's getting weirder the longer you're talking. One more. I can feel you about to say something. Just say it for all to, like, we're here.
I don't even know what I want to say now. It's okay.
Okay.
I don't even know how to explain some of the stuff.
The credit card in the mouth one definitely.
Yeah, no, that one was, honestly, I wasn't mad at it.
But why?
I'd rather get that than, like, I don't know. I actually don't mind looking at dick pics.
Really?
There's some pretty nice dicks out there.
and what makes a good dick? I'd like to know. What makes a good penis?
It's just, like, cohesive.
Cohesive.
Oh, you hate when they fall apart. The worst.
I don't know, shit. Like, it's all.
It seemed great until, like, it exploded.
So you shouldn't have sex with Mr. Potato Head.
Sometimes it goes, like, big to small, and sometimes it goes, like,
oh, it's like a traffic cone.
So I like when it's just, like, you know, a proportionate.
No triangular penises.
I don't know. Like, sometimes they've sent me dicks and, like, their dick pics, and there's, like, it looks like there's just, like, speckles all over it. I'm like, I don't know.
Speckled dick.
No, like.
Would you ever get into ratings? Because I know that
I've definitely rated penises on there before.
Really? Yeah. Any tens?
I mean, I don't really like to give people below, like, a 7.
You're like a pity grader.
No, not pity. I mean, if someone says, like, some people like that shit.
They like getting petty? Sevens?
No, some fours. They want to, like, be defamed.
Yeah,
like,
some people, like, if
up.
You're like, that is the grossest shit ever.
Gross cock.
Yeah, they like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Are you worried that a video of you rating a penis would make its way online? I guess that goes with anything on OnlyFans.
I don't do videos. I just do.
And
then they would just get banned and IP banned and everything.
Oh, you just respond with text, right?
Yeah. To the dick, I don't really do anything custom.
It
just doesn't really make sense for the money.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, it's okay. Let's hear it.
No. You were on a roll there.
No, I was just saying it doesn't really make sense because people are like, why don't you do custom things? But it doesn't really make sense for me to do anything custom because the grand scheme of things, I can send out, like, mass DMs and make a lot more money than I could if I just did, like, it's hard. I mean, I don't think it matters, but I only thought 20,000 people would subscribe. Like, that's what I had in my head. I wanted to underestimate and overdeliver. I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
And there's, like, 60 something thousand people that subscribed.
Damn.
So I'm like, I don't even know how to navigate that. And I want it to be authentic. And I'm not trying to, like, shit on anybody. But a lot of people do these agencies where they have people respond for them. But I don't want to do that. I want it to be, like, me being, like, authentic and responding. So I'll go through, like, every night and, like, respond to these people. But
I
can't get through everything. Like, how do you get through all that?
Are the people who buy these photos, are they perverts?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. What? I mean, I'm sure there's some people that are a little bit perverted, but most people are just like, a lot of people, like, I'll see messages like, I've followed you for 4 years and I
wanted to get to know you better by seeing
you. No, they're just like, I always want to see your tits. Some people even, like, did references from the vlogs where I, like, showed the guys my boobs. And they were like, no, I feel like I'm part of the
boob squad.
Boob squad. I
saw
your tits.
You should do your own, like, vlog squad.
Yeah.
You waited a bit to do this. You knew you had the capability. You knew you had the setup to do it. What was it that held you up from doing it? And, like, what has your experience been like so far? Would you recommend? I've pulled way back from recommending anything to anyone, but, like, would you recommend the experience? How have you, like, doing it so far? And what do you think about
it? I mean, I've loved it. I think it really benefited me holding off on it because it created that hype. And the reason why I held off on it was because I didn't really know what that would look like with gaming and I don't know how much I want to get into it, but gaming is basically what held me back. But I think it helped me because there was, like, this hype that was created around it.
The two kind of have, like, found a symbiotic bond with each other. You're starting to see, like, a lot of, like, Twitch streamers and, like, girls in the gaming industry get into OnlyFans. What do you think it is that makes, like, gamer chicks or e-girls so simped over?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't even know how to answer that.
I got plenty of questions. I think of them on the spot.
I don't know. Do you have any idea? I couldn't answer that.
I think it's like a vibe. I think the e-girls have, like, a really cool
vibe.
You have
Corona?
I don't know.
No, I mean, I think she means beer.
You want a beer?
No. I mean, maybe.
We got Corona? With Lyme?
No. No, he means the illness.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. I do it all the time. I do it all the time.
Like, he wants to know why people are simping over you.
No, I definitely got a, no, I agree. I definitely got a lot of rocket fuel from David. And then, you know, when I dated my ex, and that kind of like put me in the gaming community. But I mean, recently, it's just, I don't know where it's come from.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Michael, don't you like feeling fresh, clean, and smelling like a million bucks? Well, we've got the perfect product for you. Dr. Squatch is changing the way men approach hygiene by providing high-performing, natural, healthy products that will make you feel like a man and smell like a champion. Dr. Squatch will take your shower game to the next level, allowing you to level up your soap and step up your scent. Choose your favorite lineup of soaps, hair care, deodorant, and more so you never have another boring shower or routine again. All of Dr. Squatch's soaps are made in the USA using the finest ingredients nature has to offer. Transparency of ingredients? Go ahead and look on the label. You'll recognize everything in there. Feel free to compare this to a big soap label and tell me what's natural and what's not. The big soap companies jam-pack your soap full of harmful chemicals that's just gross and bad for your skin. Hundreds of thousands of men already subscribe to Dr. Squatch, meaning every month fresh bars of Squatch show up at their door. And if you use Dr. Squatch and can honestly say it's not the best bar of soap you've ever had, we'll send you your money back, no questions asked. New customers can get 20% off on orders of $20 or more. Just use the code DSCIMPULSIVE and click the link in the description below.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Back to the show.
You have been spiking. And yeah. I think like,
well, when I launched my OnlyFans after that, I mean, I saw a huge spike too. I'm like, I gained like 300,000 followers on Instagram. I haven't seen that in so long. Yeah.
So you got paid and you had a follower spike?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know what happened recently.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Are you worried, or were you worried about receiving any judgment from finally taking that step and signing up for OnlyFans? We've had a guest on here in the past. Who was hesitant, you know, would probably have a killer OnlyFans, was hesitant to do it because of the stigma that comes attached to signing up for OnlyFans and showing a nipple or two.
I've already been shit on so much on the internet for this perception that they have of me being this whore that I really don't care. I mean, truly, it doesn't really bother me. I haven't gotten any negative, like anything negative that I've seen.
Why do you think people have perceived you in that way in the past?
Well, I mean, you can attribute that to the vlogs for sure. But I mean, the vlogs, obviously, they have this. Was it you who said this once? Somebody said it to me once. They were like, you have this image on the internet that you like fuck all these people.
Yeah, it was me.
And behind closed doors, like you don't fuck anybody.
You're fucking prude.
Like literally, I can name the amount of people that I've slept with in the last like 3-4 years on one hand. But then other people on the internet come off as this like, I've never had sex in my life and they're I'm not trying to like slut shame or anything like that, but there's girls on the internet who come off as like, I've never had sex in my life and fuck a new dude every night. And I'm over here like, I've seen multiple tweets of people saying, oh, she slept with all of LA. And I'm like, where is this knowledge coming from? Because I literally don't fuck anybody.
You're backwards.
I'm backwards.
It's flipped. It's interesting. So, but why though? I mean, maybe that's why you don't care.
I mean, that came from the vlogs, I guess.
But maybe that's why you're okay with...
I don't know. I mean, I've been with a lot of big names on the internet. I guess that's why. Because they assume that like, oh, Logan, Turner. I don't know.
Todd, Eric.
Todd. I mean, I guess
so
that's
they
where
just
it comes
track
from.
Like the big people and they make it into a thing.
I don't know. I don't really get bothered by many tweets. But when I see a tweet where someone's like, she's fucked all of LA, but blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where is
that
coming
from? I saw you snap
from?
Back on one. I saw you call a guy. You said a guy got like pegged or something. Who was it? I think it was a gamer guy.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, me and Logan actually, well, you know, we have a history.
Our history is interesting.
We met, how many years ago did we meet? 3?
It was a while ago. Because when I look at those pictures.
Beginning of 2019, I think we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, you slid in my DMs. Mm-hmm. You slid in my Twitter DMs, you weirdo.
I know, that is weird. I've actually slid into 2 guys' Twitter DMs. You're not the only one. I slid into Turner's too.
So. You're 2 for 2.
I know.
You know why I think it's because we mentioned you on this podcast.
You did.
And I called you Karina.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's not how you pronounce my name. I remember that.
Karina Kopp.
Yeah. Karina. And I slid into your DMs. I remember I was at Rolling Loud.
Why there?
I don't know. I'm not really I'm not a really big party or anything like that. So I don't know why I was there, but I remember messaging you and I was like talking to one of my friends. I'm like,
yeah, he's
sorry,
sick of
I'm really confused.
He's sick of your shit.
I'm hot too. I'm like, in my face red because I'm sweating.
I tried to get that working before it started, but I haven't been in this house in a very long time because Puerto Rico. And
so you don't pay your bills anymore.
I don't pay my bills.
You okay? I thought I was the only one that was hot.
I'm fine.
Maybe I'm just nervous.
No, it's really hot.
Girl,
it's
you really hot as fuck.
It's hot outside. It's like 100 degrees. And not to mention, it seems like there's a little bit of...
Oh, we were just talking about, we met a year ago. We met at Rolling Loud. I remember I was talking to my friend.
No, you sent me a DM when you were at Rolling Loud.
I was talking to you at Rolling Loud. I was messaging my friend. I was asking what I should say to you. And then... we met up. We met up in like the middle of the night. And had like a 4 hour.
Yeah, you left my house at like 5 a.m.
I hate you right now.
What?
Just like this.
Do you want water?
No, I'm okay. Yeah.
But you know why that was interesting though, Karina?
Why?
Because prior to that, our only interaction was you condemning me after Japan.
Yeah. And the reason for that was because I lost my brother to suicide, remember?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, and so I was really, really, really upset about that situation. Then when we met, we talked about it for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy's great. I love him. Like,
oh, thank you.
I forgive him for everything.
Well, I was surprised.
Well, and no, but I'm saying ever since then, we've had a really great relationship.
It actually has been great.
Yeah.
I noticed though once, like I had to call you out, you know, we were hanging out a little bit, you know, you get to know about the person you're with, obviously, and...
I'm scared.
And you mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast. You sometimes complain like a lot, you know. And you do. I mean, you do. And even I was like, it's not a problem because, like, you know, your Twitter handle is literally Pouty Girl. I said that to you.
One of the reasons I feel like on my end that we stopped talking was because the internet probably believes something completely different. But me and Logan actually didn't have sex for a whole year after we knew each other.
What? It was that long?
Yes. It was literally like a 1 year anniversary type thing. Well, I mean, it was. It was like around the same time. I remember mentioning it to you after we had
sex. That's so cute.
But the reason why was because originally I asked you to get STD tested.
And it took him a year to go.
And he was like, no. I was like, why? Why are you not just like, it's not, I know you're fucking rich. I know you have the time to do, I mean, maybe you don't have the time. But I'm like, you can't just fucking go. And you're like, I just pissed in a cup recently. It's fine. I'm like, you only test for like certain STDs when you piss.
She wanted to go together.
No, I did not.
I said, I just got a test. I'm not going a separate time just to have sex with you. Like, no.
Well, then I was like, okay, guess we're having sex. And then we did not talk anymore. Well,
but you're a bit of a hypochondriac.
Dude.
I am. Okay,
I used to hear all
right
these. And it's hot. I used to hear all these stories.
Are you sweating yet?
No, he's from Syria.
I'm in a sauna.
It is hot. It is.
Dude, she makes me, not just me. She makes guys wash her hands before they.
That is good hygiene.
I like that.
No.
I like that.
I like it. I just am not used to it.
She's right. Like a keychain, like hand sanitizer. She's like, here.
No. That's her.
No, that would hurt.
That's her, bro.
Hand sanitizer up the wahoo?
I love how you made that shit real.
I'm like that with every guy. Every guy that I've had sex with in the last couple of years, I've asked them to get STD tested. I think that should be more normalized.
No, by the way.
Especially dudes in LA, like, no offense, but I'm like...
No, I'm disgusting. I get it.
I think you also took some offense to it, which I don't know why, because you could sleep with one person and have something and have no idea. No. I don't know if you did, but some guys, when I ask them, they like take offense to it. Like, I think they're dirty. I'm like, I don't think you're dirty. I'm just weird.
I didn't take offense to it. And it should be normalized because it makes sense. And we want to make sure we're safe and clean. I didn't do it with you. And that was my issue.
With other girls, he would.
No. I didn't take my STD test with you in front of you.
No,
I just did it.
No, you took a pee test. That's what, I remember this. I have a really bad memory, but I remember this. You said, I'm not getting tested because I just pissed in a cup. And I said, yeah.
Just like in general?
Well, because you know, if you piss in a cup, it's only testing for like gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Oh,
you
want to know if I have that serious stuff.
HIV, like hepatitis, like herpes, everything.
The anniversary, the 1 year anniversary, did you have him test?
I don't know what happened there. I don't think so.
You guys just went to like.
No, I think you said like you had recently been tested.
Clean as a whistle.
Logan, I mean, I'm sure. I don't know why you couldn't just get tested, okay?
Hey, what she's saying is very valid because in that circumstance, not going with you, but urine does only find specific things.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to just take your word that, I mean, every guy I've ever asked, they're like, oh, I'm clean. I'm like, yeah, you probably are, but you just don't know. A lot of STDs can like be dormant in your body and you have no symptoms.
Not a fan of jimmies, rubbers, condoms?
Plastic. It's just a lot. I mean, yeah, but you can still... I mean, you can still get things.
All right, well, easy. Now you're being a little, you're right.
I'm a paranoid motherfucker. Okay. I'm
yeah, you really are.
I really am. Are well, that's you? Why I think it really does bother me. People think I'm this fucking sex god in LA and I fuck all these people because I mean, I can't remember the last time I had sex.
How long has it been? Just out of
I think I've had sex with like one person this year and it was Logan.
Well, oh.
Okay, two.
Oh, well.
This wait, is wait, just... why'd you look at the cat guy and go two?
Oh, no, no, no.
Was it two people oh, no, at the no, same
time? No. And I got tested after. Because I was. How'd you,
and?
It's all good.
And?
Everything's good.
Yeah, it was.
I know.
And it always
I'm
will
so
be.
I'm so weird.
No, you're not. You're not.
I can't believe I just exposed that.
Would you say you're high maintenance? Like, are you kind of. Yeah,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, though.
I didn't say there was that. I'm just asking questions.
Off topic, I really am sweating. Like, is my face red?
No.
No, you're actually doing way better than I was. It's just a hot day in LA. I mean, you know, everybody's doing the best they can. Plus, we're talking about very hot topics.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways. What were you saying?
I was saying, are you high maintenance?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to be a little bit.
Why? No, you don't.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I guess in like which way? There's multiple.
You called me four times before you got here today.
I was nervous. Come on, that's fucked up.
You really, you guys are really just throwing shots
yeah,
at each other.
Why are you hurting my feelings?
Why?
I've been done nothing but, okay, yeah, I did throw shots at you.
No, you didn't. I was kidding.
I called you three.
I'm fine with it. I just, that like,
ugh. You should throw shots at him.
You don't like when I call you.
Nice.
No, it's not
okay,
that.
I'm never calling you again.
No, you can call me. You can call
okay,
me.
Okay, well, one of the times I called you to ask you if I can be here early because I wanted to, whatever the traffic. And then before that, I called you to say I was coming on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then I called you when I was on the way over here because I was nervous. It was a lot. Fuck.
I've been in your closet. Fashion-wise, you're hot. You're pretty high maintenance, too. You have one of the more bulky closets I've seen when it comes to designer, Corinna.
Hey, but also, I agree with you. I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, this is great. Like, we got like a woman here.
I don't normally ever call you, though.
No, I know. That's why I was like,
I just called you today because I was nervous about the podcast, and I've been telling you that I've been nervous about this for the last.
Listen, Manny, what are you tattoos or not?
What?
What are these tattoos for?
Just impossible.
I'm actually getting them removed.
He just went.
Right now.
Oh, you were want to talk about something?
You gonna fight Tana or what?
I want to, but I don't think it'd be much of a fight.
Oh,
you think you'd beat Tana?
Yes.
You think?
I don't mean to be an asshole, but she just seems very sloppy, drunk or not.
Have you met her?
Yes, we used to be friends. And then I saw, okay, I don't want to get into it, but we went on tour together and I just didn't have a good experience. And ever since then, I just felt kind of
Wait, Tana?
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm not going to get into it. I don't think she's that great of a person.
You just want to beat that
I just
ass.
Don't think she's that great of a person. I've never spoken publicly about it, but I just.
Not even now.
Would you and Austin fight Tana and Jake tag team?
What? No, What?
I heard a story about you beating the living shit out of a woman here in Los Angeles one time. Oh my God.
Did
you
Tom
pulled,
tell
yes,
you,
you pulled a girl out of an Uber and you tuned her up because she stole someone's purse or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So there's a
Chicago suburb.
Let's go. Let's go. Shout out Shy
okay,
City.
He really hyped it up for me because it wasn't that.
Can you intense. Hit hard?
I don't think I was hitting that girl hard at all, but. Hi, bubby.
She's like the dude from the Suns. She's like, come on.
No, the story
bring
is I was living with someone at the time. They were having a party. You know how there's like banisters where you look over the living room? She left her purse down there, like some $3,000 bag. Some girl came into the party, grabbed the purse, went down the stairs and got in an Uber. And my friend at the time, who was like 5 foot, was like running down the stairs. I was running after her. And I think Todd was running after us. And, the girl was in the Uber and my friend at the time, she ripped open the door, was like, give me my fucking purse and spit in this girl's face.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, this girl is tiny. Like, she's going to get her ass beat and she's drunk. So I stepped in and ended up getting into a fight with this girl. But this girl was drunk. And then there was even like rumors that I broke her nose.
Yeah, I heard you phased Jarvis during
this. I don't know. Well, I was pissed because like, this is my house. You're going to come in. Like, I'm not a very big fighter, but I'm like, how are you going to come into my house where I was living at the time, steal something and like, pretend like it's all good. Like we're not. That's not happening.
Hell yeah!
I've seen you spaz. You could turn up.
Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but thinking about baseball, counting to 10, saying the Pledge of Allegiance in your head doesn't always work. That's why we got Roman here, which will not transfer to the female. That's why the folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, but don't require a prescription. Swipes are great. They will not transfer to your partner, so you can last longer without worrying. They ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for wherever you need it, and they're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That is it. Go to GetRoman.com/Logan. Get $10 off your first order of swipes, plus free two-day shipping. Make sure you click the link in the description to get $10 off swipes so you can start having longer-lasting sex. Back to the program.
So you have this weird relationship, as a lot of people watching this know, with a man by the name of Air Cool. He's named after air conditioner. Have you ever fucked up Air Cool before?
He is like a brother to me, which is weird to say because I took his virginity.
I'm sorry. What? Did you just say stepsister? wait, hold on. Wait, I did not know this.
Yes, I took his virginity. But ever since then, we just have like a very, it sounds fucking weird since I took his virginity, but we have a very like, he's like a brother to me, like truly. He lives with me and I just like wail on him all, I beat the shit out of him all.
But do you think that that's why he lets you sun him? Because you took his V card? Like he looks at her like he's just like, you're like, you know that TikTok trend where it's like, here's some Milky because you want to act like a little bitch or whatever. Do you guys know?
Forget it. I think you did that.
You did that trend? Yeah. Oh, is that how you are with Air Cool?
No, I mean, I don't know. Well, you're just asking, like, I punch him literally like he's my brother.
And you guys live together?
Yeah, we live together.
I had a question for you that I asked you once.
I love AC, by the way.
And I said,
I have a good answer for you now.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh, yeah,
he's cool.
Because this was a good question.
I think I know what you're going
to ask me. I said, Corinna, say you end up getting in like a serious relationship. You find a lad you fancy, you know, and you want to develop something with him. You really start to fall in love and he comes over and then he finds out that the guy you're living with, you've had sex.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Swift.
Sorry, bro.
Right? Like you've hooked up with your roommate. If I was talking to a girl, it's a fresh start, and I go to her house and she has a roommate that she's hooked up with, that would make me uncomfortable. I'd say this is going to be problematic for me. And I imagine that for most men, it maybe even a little bit. Does that bother you? Or like, how you combat that?
No, but I do think now after living with him for, God, I don't know, almost a year. I don't even know what it's been. I think I'm being a little bit cock blocked. Because people assume that, like, it's more than friends. It's like we hook up or something, and we don't. So
I feel like there's, like, it's like a mission.
I haven't really had much of
it. Just leave with this. Like, first is the hand sanitizer. Then we have to go through, the fleet of doctors. And then after that, we get to the door, and then the brother opens up. And then what's next? The stepfather comes in?
She didn't even tell you about the gauntlet yet. You have to run through a group of people. They all beat you with brooms and shit like that. And that's the final step.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's a wild
time. Any chance for AC for a second run? At the good old
C. I just don't think
of
him like that. He's a really, really good friend to me. Like, honestly,
he's watching this podcast.
No, he's reacting to this. He's reacting to this on stream right now. Yeah. Right now, he's playing the video. Shout out to AC's stream.
He's reacting to it.
He is. He's reacting to it. I think AC's got another shot. He's got a lot of...
I don't know.
No, he's got a lot of swag. No?
We're just friends. I don't think of him like that.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
He said, "Lil white dick is slanging." Can we talk? Can we just? It was white dick, right?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, I'm asking you right now, eye to eye, because we talked 100%. About it on the phone. AC got caught in a suspected slur because he said something real fast in one of her hot tub streams.
I think it was his hot tub stream,
and the whole internet was like, "He said a word he shouldn't have." But I think she's saying he said little white dig is slanging.
He's like drunk, slurring his words, rapping. And he said, white dick's a slanging, or but way more slurring.
It was kind of like that.
And it sounded like he said the N-word. So everyone came at him, which again, it's like.
I don't know about that. I haven't seen it, but I've been accused of saying the N-word. Because of word
so
slurs,
have
like, probably like 5 times now. There's like some of the comments, like, he said the N-word at 524. Like, no, I didn't.
Like, no, I'm not putting that in a video. What the fuck?
Fuck you.
You could usually
no,
just...
No, I had a Twitter clip that had so many quote tweets on it, and I was in a car, and I was like, head out the sunroof, and I was recording. I was like... It's like 2014 or something. I was recording myself and I said, I think I just swallowed the bug, but it was being, I was like cutting, you know, it was like, it was back in like the Vine days where you would like chop, chop, chop.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people were like, she said the N-word. And I said, I think I swallowed the bug. And when I quote tweeted, and I couldn't even believe that I had to quote tweet it, but I quote tweeted the tweet and said, hey, I'm really sorry if you thought like, this is not what I said here. And everyone's like, oh, we know, like you didn't say that. But it was like hundreds of people that had quote tweeted this before I had said anything and like were convinced I had said this. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's obnoxious.
I feel like you usually just ignore it.
I know, but it was like kind of where I'm like, I don't want people thinking that. And the fact that I have to address it is fucking crazy, but
yeah,
I'm
but
going to.
People are thinking everything.
I know.
All the time.
I'm done being super apologetic for stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody's thinking something all the time. Like, there's someone out there right now who thinks that Karina Kopp is a fucking Russian agent. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
And like, are you going to apologize to them?
No. I'm done apologizing. Yeah, no, I'm done apologizing.
Who was the last person you addressed publicly?
That's two in one show, ladies and gentlemen. That may be a record.
I believe that's Tana, correct?
Sorry. Who's the last comment that you've addressed? Like, has anyone said anything that really gets under your skin that you feel like you need to respond to?
No. I mean, I told you the one comment that she slept with all of LA, but I'm just like, there's something I can fucking do. Yeah.
Well, you used to have some pretty serious back and forths with the man with the K at the beginning of his name.
Keemstar?
Well, I was just going to leave it at that, but
Keemstar hates me. I don't know what it is, but he fucking hates me.
What do you think the problem is?
I don't fucking know.
Have you ever said anything mean to him or upset him?
No, like he literally just hates me for being a woman who's on the internet and assumes that every time I talk to anybody who has some sort of internet fame, I'm like dick riding them for clout and I don't know.
I've seen that. I've also seen your relationships with the people that you're
I'm so done with being like public with people though. I've really fucked like I'm not this is not bad mouthing, but I really fucked up by ever being public with Aiden. Like truly, it's like the biggest mistake of my life because I was talking to Logan about this earlier. I still consistently get comments on every one of my fucking tweets like
they ratio
cringe,
her, bro.
Ratio with me with one like cringe ratio, like jobless, free, like weird shit. Or I'm like, dude.
Just like one word or one letter.
Yeah,
they
and
call
like
her jobless freak.
Yeah,
poor girl.
So I don't think it doesn't matter if I say this, but Ricky called me one day. And was like, hey, do you want to do Aiden's stream again and like squash the beef? And I was like, Ricky, no. Like you couldn't pay me to go back. I don't want that. Like I don't want that anymore. And I still deal with it. We haven't been associated with it. He has a whole ass girlfriend. I haven't been associated with him for like 3 months. And I still get, you know, they have like the post notifications on it. It's just all these like comments where I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
They're kids, exactly.
Yes, and that's why I don't want to go on that. Like, I don't want to go on there.
I'm convinced now that 99% of the negative feedback that you see on the internet is 16 and under.
I mean,
maybe
it has
even
to be.
14 and under. They just sit there and write fucked up shit. We don't like this person. Even the last person we spoke about, with the Keem.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is why people aren't able to understand that people in the city can just be friends with each other. Yeah. You were friends with David. You were had a sexual thing with Logan, a thing with Aiden, because you wanted to. It wasn't about clout. It wasn't about getting new followers. It just fucking wasn't. If that was the result of it, that's fine. But like, I just don't understand people's obsession.
Take back the result. I probably did get some followers and I don't want them anymore. Like, I wish after you associate with somebody, you could just like hit a delete button and like delete.
Well, hold on a second. That's my child.
Like
that's my little baby bro, and he's a great fucking guy.
No, I'm not hating on him. I just his fan base is fucking horrible.
Is that the Twitch fan base?
I will say this with full confidence: he is the worst, most toxic fan base on the internet.
Shout out SSB, baby.
That is a bold statement, and that's no hate to Aiden. Right. He has no way to eat it. He's just toxic. He's even said it before.
Yeah, he does. He said it. He does. He acknowledges it.
It's bad. But if I knew my fan base was like that, and I'm not trying to make any hits at him, I would say, hey, chill. Like, chill
he
out.
He does.
Like,
he does. He does tell him to chill. And they don't, I mean, don't like, listen. Like when somebody told you to chill and you were 14, what was your response?
I just wasn't a little asshole at 14.
Well, it makes one of us.
So. I also wasn't, I'm not a guy, so maybe, I don't know.
They are. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Are you dating anyone now? Do you date? Why not?
I don't know. I'm weird.
No, I know why.
Why?
You don't do anything. You don't go anywhere.
I don't go anywhere.
You're not out in the streets.
When I'm streaming, I'm streaming. I go to bed at like 11 p.m. I walk my dog and check my stock account 4 times a day. Like, that's all I do.
big stock and crypto trader.
That's all I do, literally.
What coins you got?
I'm not super into crypto, but I mean, I have like a lot of Tesla, CCIV.
Yeah, didn't you buy Tesla? When did you buy Tesla?
I bought the dip when the stock market crashed in 2020. I started buying it at like $90 a share.
Damn.
I know. And then I put like a fuck ton of money in CCIV, and then that shit, everyone sold the news and that shit went.
Damn.
Yeah. You crushed Doge as well?
Doge, yeah. I had a million Doge at one point. If I would have had it at the peak, I think I would have had $750,000 worth.
Yeah.
And I sold off like most of it.
Good.
Yeah.
If Elon Musk walked in the room right now.
Oh my God, I'd be, please.
He walks in the room, he sits down. Corinna, you want to come to fucking Mars with me?
I would go. And I don't even want to go to space.
But you'd go on, you'd ride on, you would ride on Elon's rocket.
No, I mean, you don't have to be weird. And that's the other thing is, I'll tweet at Elon.
How else are you going to get there?
Why is that weird?
I will tweet at Elon. Well, because he's, first of all, he is like married. He has a child.
Yeah. Five.
What?
Five.
That's the name of the kid.
Five kids?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I think he does have a couple of kids.
Yeah, I think so.
But whenever I tweet at him, because I'll always tweet at him, because I don't know, I just love him. People are like, oh, he doesn't want to fuck you. I'm like, not every time I tweet at a dude does it mean I want to have sex with them.
He might though.
I don't want to fuck him.
What?
Well, I want to have a conversation with him.
Have you seen the pictures of him in the elevator with Heard, with Amber Heard?
Who?
I saw some pictures yesterday of Amber Heard just
I don't know who that
riding
is.
Riding that elevator up to Johnny Depp's condo.
I don't know who
Elon
that is.
And then who's the other one? No, I'm saying
Elon Musk has seven kids.
Yeah.
How can you have seven kids?
He had like a first marriage or something.
But still, how can you have seven kids, be a multi-billionaire, go to space, put chips in pigs' heads, and create a monorail underground?
He's just, he could be an alien.
He might be.
Yeah.
He's not a father.
Danny says he's a shit dad.
He's not a hands-on father. He probably makes time for his kids, I'd assume. Okay, so you're not dating. You're
nice.
You're yearning for love, though. Are you really?
I don't know. At this point, I can't even see myself in a relationship. I don't know what it is. Life's weird.
What's your big goal right now? If it's not relationships, love, marriage, kids.
My big goal right now is moving to Florida.
You know, I
wanted to move out of LA before. Moving out of LA was cool. Before even Logan wanted to move out of LA, I wanted to move out of LA, but I just never pulled the trigger on it. So,
well, I'm a doer, Karina.
It's not that. It's just I never.
Say that one more time.
What?
Before. Where do you want to go?
Orlando.
Can I ask you a question?
I hate when people hate on Orlando.
Why? You'd love that.
Have you ever heard
my
that
really good
before?
Friends live in Orlando.
I want to go to Orlando.
Shut up. What? No, I love it there. It's so laid back.
Logan.
I've been to Orlando.
I want to. Okay, but imagine this now. You live in Orlando. If you want, you can go to like Universal, whatever, right?
You would do that once a year.
Yeah, no. Scratch that. Other than that, you live on a lake. You have a boat. You have jet skis.
Yeah, but you're in Orlando. Imagine being in Puerto Rico.
Then your really good friends live there.
Oh, you have friends that live
there? Yeah, I have friends that live there.
What are they like?
They have a family channel. They're just like normal ass fucking people. I mean, everybody I associate really is just normal people. They're not like internet people. Orlando, I can't stand internet people.
Another word from our sponsors. Whether it's work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're listening to something, watching something, even listening to something, Raycons can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands, and they look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up, guys. I got 15% off. Raycon's offering 50% off all their products for my listeners. Here's all you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan. Then you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. And it is such a good deal. You want to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off buyraycon.com/Logan. Back to the program. You see yourself doing a family channel one day?
Yeah, with you.
Really?
Yo, I back this. I'm sorry. I got to say that. I really do. Because they look like each other.
I'll tell you why.
They wear all yellow. They go to Lakers games.
No, that was once. That was a mistake.
What was a mistake?
Wearing yellow at the same time.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was that? Fucking
stupid.
Yeah.
What's the problem, Logan? Why don't you like Corinna?
So I'm like a super kind of hands off, you know, like I kind of suck as a like a hands-on like helicopter boyfriend, and I think that's what you need.
A simp.
I need a helicopter boyfriend.
You want a simp? A simp.
You're pretty needy. You're needy.
I don't think I need a helicopter. I am needy, but I don't think I need a helicopter boyfriend.
Well,
what about a helicopter?
If anything, I would like to like push around my boyfriend, then have my boyfriend push around me.
Like physically?
Physical.
Maybe.
So it sounds like assault. It sounds like assault, brother.
What are you talking about? That's assault, brother.
Nice.
Oh, we had an inside joke at the ranch.
Right? Oh, it must have been great, guys. Yeah,
yeah. Did you not go?
Nah, you know.
You were hanging out with your
It's just the whole not invited to stuff.
Mike won't come to the ranch, even if I did.
He is right about that.
Okay.
I'm trying to actively spend more time with my best friend. I asked him on a trip this weekend. He said no. I asked him to go to Spain with me. We planned it. I got the jet all set up, covered by everybody. Whole trip. Fucking Madrid. And that's... I'm working on it, but he's probably going to say no. I'll be honest with you. He just doesn't want to spend time. He hates me.
Okay.
No, he doesn't, but he just, I don't know. Do you hate me?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't hate Mike.
But you're just busy and stuff?
This one didn't make any sense. It's Vegas. You know, you go to Vegas. You just went to Vegas.
I was just in Vegas.
Yeah, so you know what Vegas. It's like.
You actually shit on me because I only won a couple $1,000. You're like, that's it. You don't know how to gamble.
I know, but you just...
What? I'm just happy I didn't lose because I always go there and lose my fucking money.
I know, but you prefaced it with saying like, oh, I just spent like my entire rent on... What did you... You said something about spending a lot of money.
I spent my entire rent on like new bags and clothes and shit.
Yeah, and I said like, how much... Then you said you gamble with... 20 and came out 30. Like net 10 plus 10 is good, but also.
Well, the reason why I spent all that money was because when I gamble, I love gambling.
Yeah.
Gambling. Okay, I will say another thing. Like, I loved gambling before everybody loved gambling. Like, gambling, I've been playing like poker, blackjack, all that shit for the last couple of years. And when I go to Vegas, if I take out 20 grand, I just assume it's gone.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. You can't go in there and say, okay, I'm going to win. I'm just like, okay, that 20 grand's gone.
100%.
So when I came out with like 30 grand, and then that was also after I went to the strip club, spent a bunch of money on strippers, like paid for dinners, paid for shows, everything. Like I think it was more than maybe what I told you. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to spend all this money. I went into like Chanel and paid cash for this fucking like
I think it's
$7,000. I don't even fucking know what I bought. And then I just bought a bunch of bags and shit.
So I think it's cool. I think it's cool that you enjoy gambling. If you really love it, you should try gambling on the Barstool Sportsbook.
Nice.
I hated that.
That was good. That was a good trip.
No, really. I mean, if you're into sports. Okay, fine.
I'm okay.
And you like.
You just don't watch sports. That's why I get it, but you're a blackjack girl.
Mm-hmm.
And strippers.
I love strippers.
That surprises me.
It doesn't surprise me. Let me tell you why.
Why does it surprise you?
I've never seen you out in public, let alone a strip club.
When I was dating this one guy, like I would go to the strip club with him like once a month.
Wow.
I love. Like,
did you
make
the girl sanitize their hands before they dance?
Yeah, like what?
They're not touching my vagina.
But I've seen like a butthole in a mouth at a strip club.
I mean, there's this. I went to this one strip club recently that I used to go with my ex boyfriend, and the stripper there recognized me.
That's
from like two years ago,
and
she's like rubbing her whole ass vagina on my fucking dress.
You're pretty open to that girl on girl shit though, because I'll expose something really quick. While I was dating Lana, you would hit me up every time I would post her, and you'd be like, I want to fuck your girlfriend.
I don't know if I went that extreme.
Or something of that nature.
I mean, I do like girls. Girls are
Is that something you guys
cute.
Have explored or that you've explored? Sorry.
Yeah.
Have you come out as bi?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've said it before, like briefly.
Got it.
I hate labels.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I agree. Like, I like
just,
fucking
you just like
whoever
people.
The
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
So
I got you. Okay, cool.
Hey, this is my coming out video. but yeah.
Okay, cool. So you never got a chance to have sex with Lana before she got pregnant?
Are you the dad?
At this point, I could be.
Can I ask you a question that has some relative personal implications? Do you think women have a harder time saying, you know what, I was wrong and I'm sorry, than men?
I mean, I think it depends on your character, but I definitely have a hard time.
Okay. Because listen, I have like, to say this. Sure. It is something I was talking to another friend about this, someone I won't name, but they said they have a similar issue with that as I do. Like if in my past relationships, let's just keep it broad like that. If a girl came up to me and was just like, hey, like yesterday I was acting a little like this because of this reason, I just want to say I'm sorry. Marry me. Like, please, I have a boner and I love you and we're getting married. Because I just don't ever hear that. Like, I always feel like I'm sorry. Fuck, dude, I fucked up. Like, how can I make it better? Yeah. Like, going overcompensating, trying to like calm them down and make them feel better about something that they perceive that I'd done wrong. But like, I've always found that girls have a little bit of trouble. At least, sorry, the girls that I've talked to have had a little bit of trouble. Like,
I'm going to take that into consideration next time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
I mean, I do. I think I apologize every now and then, but I'm definitely like, I'm never wrong.
What do you think your biggest flaw is? Because that sounds like a big one. That sucks.
That sucks.
Do you find that ever?
No, like in girls? I can apologize, but I don't.
I mean, look, I have opinions, you know, about things. Like, I don't know. Every girl's different, first and foremost. And I would only know and equate this to with women because in that way, I interact with them. So, I don't know. Men can do that too.
For sure. Like hard headed.
Accountability. That's the accountability word. Is fucking hard.
Yeah.
What's your biggest flaw? You don't even know your weaknesses. You have
it's
none.
That one spot on her left boob that she has to face.
No weaknesses?
No, I'm not saying I don't have weaknesses. I'm just, sometimes I can't, like, it takes me a minute to think about shit. I don't know.
Maybe gambling?
He's a man of God. What would Jesus say if he saw you throwing down? Splitting and hitting on blackjack.
I have no flaws.
Would you split two tens against a four?
Would you split two tens against a four? Yeah.
You split fucking two tens.
Well, you got an automatic win on the 20. Hold on a second. Does God not like gambling?
I'm not gonna lie.
Is that true? He doesn't?
I'm not going to lie. I've never split two tens. I've split like eights against a seven or like... I split a lot of things, but I've never split tens.
Aces and eights are splitting every time.
Yeah, of course.
What about dirty deuces?
I've definitely split them before, but...
Deuces scare me, man.
So nothing, Corinna, huh?
No, there is. I just don't know. I mean...
You're perfect.
No, I'm not perfect at all.
Do you like...
Maybe she's secretly working on them and she doesn't want to expose them?
I don't know. I have to think about it. If you gave me like 10 minutes to think about it, I would think about it, okay?
Let's give you the 10 minutes. We'll cut and come back.
No!
Snoring, gas.
Are we done?
Do you snore?
Oh, okay. Do I what?
She doesn't snore. Yo, this girl talks in her sleep.
Oh my God, this is...
Yo, it's the craziest shit.
How do you both know that?
Because she posts about it.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because you post about it all the time. You post the voice memos. Can you talk about that?
Oh, you posted... Okay.
So I posted voice memos before.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
Because it's gibberish. Yeah. And sometimes it's in German, you know?
Stop.
Swear to God.
You speak German?
I speak German, yeah.
Can you say something for the German fans watching this episode of the number one podcast in the world?
I mean, what? I don't know.
I was hoping you would have improvised, but you're a fucking streamer, Corinna. Say what you'd say on stream.
I don't fucking know.
All right. Hey, don't.
You're putting me on the spot. I mean.
Okay.
Okay. Do you speak another language?
No.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, what would the first thing you'd say be?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, like, hi, V. Gates to you. Like, I feel like everybody knows.
That was cool.
I know, but I feel like everyone knows like the what's the word for it? Everyone knows like the
Germans at home. When you're like saying something in German, they all stare like,
"Is Corinna?"
And then you said, "Hi, how are you?"
Are you asking me what I would have done in that scenario?
I just feel like everybody knows. Everyone knows like the generic things, right? Like,
Corinna, do you speak German? Do you speak German?
Yes.
Okay, when I said to you, Corinna, is there anything you'd like to say to all the Germans watching at home? I would have turned to the camera and said in German, hey, what's up, guys? I'm Corinna Kopf, and you're watching Impulsive, the world's number one podcast. And then I would have turned back to me, and we all would have laughed and talked about your flaws again.
I'm done with this podcast.
I'll just play it.
But we're not done with you just yet.
Not yet,
as Corinna. Long as you give us your consent to continue.
Let's talk about OnlyFans again.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about my handle and where they can follow
my
me.
My body and everything. Just kidding.
Do you work out?
No, I'm joking. I go through phases.
You working out right now?
Currently?
I'm eating healthy-ish. I go through phases where like I eat healthy or I work out or I do both.
As long as you're doing one, I feel like you're all right. I'm doing neither right now. So you have a pretty healthy lifestyle and diet. And, like, you don't drink, right?
No, I don't drink. And I don't smoke. So
nothing.
Just sucked. I'm kidding.
You want to have anything to say about that? Because I've been mentioned namelessly on this podcast a few times.
She knows every time we mention her.
Oh, we don't say your name. We whisper.
But I don't ever want to assume it's me, because I'm like, oh, maybe he's like, they're referring to like multiple women and they, you know.
Well, maybe we were.
Do you refer to multiple people as the blowjob queen?
No, it's just you.
Okay.
Pretty much. Well, Logan once said you could suck the shine off a Cadillac.
I mean, I don't want to expose, but like, Logan's really bad at getting blowjobs.
At getting them?
He lasts like 10 seconds.
Well, that's why he calls you that. Usually he lasts 22 seconds. Oh, huh? Dylan's head exploded.
Oh. No, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, bro? This girl's fucking could suck the chrome off a Cadillac.
He's told me multiple times about your skills.
No, my thing is this.
I've also heard it on the podcast, so I can assume he's told you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What?
When I have. No, I. Okay, so.
One time. Just a lot. No. I have to say this.
Nice.
One time. Okay. I can't believe I'm getting this, because I know like my family's gonna watch this, so I'm like mortified just thinking about it. But I already like sucking dick. I love sucking Logan's dick for some reason. I'm not trying to gas him up. He has a really nice suckable dick.
Yeah, great.
I mean, but one time he's like, I wanna last. So I was like, okay.
I wanted to so bad.
Put on some like dick numbing shit.
Oh, go ahead, pull it up.
And my mouth started getting numb and I couldn't get my blood. My mouth was numb. Do you remember this?
Yeah, of course. It's like gum. It's like, you know when you go to the dentist and they numb your gums? It was like lidocaine. And the poor girl, like, I didn't know it was going to like transfer, right? And the poor girl couldn't feel her fucking mouth.
And I told
mouth.
You too. I was like, Logan, you have to wipe it off. And you're like, no, it's
you
fine.
Said, Logan, you got to wipe it off.
Yes.
I said, yes. My mom, and he would not.
That was crazy. We have a couple of good. You were the first girl that I've ever watched porn with.
Really?
Ever.
In my movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, back to, we didn't have sex for a whole year. I think the first time we did have sex, we lost the condom.
Well, thank God you had him tested.
No, the condom was lost. You remember?
Yeah.
We lost it. Okay. I don't know why we're getting.
No, we still haven't found it to this day.
No, it was.
Could be anywhere.
She sneezes. It just comes.
It was. Literally. We found it later.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been a messy. It's the road for us.
But other than that, we've just been good friends for the last couple of years.
Yeah, maybe we should just be friends. Like
we are.
Here you go.
My hand's numb.
Shake my hand, brother. Why is your hand numb?
I got tattoo removal.
What are you getting removed?
Everything that's not like my little dainty tattoos.
Are you getting the tattoo that says David's vlog removed? Oh,
I'm not gonna let any man brand me anymore. Unless they're my
hubby.
Hubby, yeah.
What do you mean, any man brand? Like,
you can brand me for the right price.
That literally lasted 30 seconds.
No, but like,
you're like, never in my fucking life will I let a man brand me.
Oh no,
except for you.
No, I thought you were saying the fact that you were like, we're just friends, and then you wanted to brand me.
You've never hooked up with Dave, huh?
We never had sex. We've never done anything like. I think the internet knows we kissed like one time way back when at his apartment.
Touch his wiener at all?
Not really. No.
Not really. What does that mean?
No, I mean maybe. I don't remember. I have really bad memory. This was
I could see how that could be foggy.
This was like four years ago. Right. By the way.
Right.
Yeah.
I would not remember if I hooked up with David Dobrik either.
Do you remember what you were doing 4 years ago? Because I can't tell if my memory's bad or I just like have no fucking idea.
We just had this conversation. My long-term memory fucking blows.
Shot.
Like
my short-term memory blows though too.
No, but like I always think back. It's 2, maybe 3 years and I have nothing. I'm the friend who's like, yo, remember when we did this? I go, no, I don't.
Yeah, I'm like
I
don't. Too.
And I feel so bad because something that was so meaningful to someone and so memorable, I have no fucking recollection.
You're going to be such a shit husband.
I know. No, in many ways, I'll be great. But
he means just like anniversary and shit like that.
Yeah.
No, I remember anniversary dates. Moments. I'm talking about like,
when was the first time you guys hooked up? That was an anniversary. When was that?
Well, that's not his wife.
I mean, I just know that we met
before I dated somebody in the beginning of 2019, and then we a year later, so probably what, the beginning of 2020 is when we had sex.
Sure, it was sometime.
I don't know. But it really wasn't that big of a deal.
No, it was great.
I'm like, it was January 23rd.
To January.
You've done that to me before, though.
I don't know.
You have. You've recollected or recounted dates and like called me out on some shit and like had the timestamps and everything.
Probably. I don't do that very often, but I'm sure I have. When you moved out here, I think you moved out here at the same time as I did. Because I think we talked about it when we first met.
Yeah, you know how the first time I met her, she was with Mark Doner?
Not like that, though.
Damn, for that particular person, you were very sure that you hadn't touched their penis.
What?
I don't know. You're just so aggressively.
No, because I don't. Because he. Never mind. I want to get into it.
No, it was just weird. She came over to my house at Vine Street when I was still living at Vine Street. And this was before you were internet famous, right?
Yeah. Do you moved out here?
I've been here.
And you already had a following.
Yeah.
When did you move out here, though?
When I was 19, so 2015.
I moved out here when I was 19, too.
Yeah. How old are you now?
25.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're old.
Is it kind of like my, like, it? I think back on it, and it really blows my mind. When I moved out here, I was a nanny making $400 a week. And then.
Who lets you babysit their kids?
I was a nanny. Before I moved out here, I was a nanny to three different families. I was nannying for like 12 kids.
Were they all ending up on milk after you?
No, I'm actually. I'm offended.
No. Out of all the things people thought.
Yes, I'm a.
You're offended by?
She's offended because she's actually a great mom.
I'm a great mom.
She's a great mom.
I'm a great dog mom too.
Her dog, Carl.
I was just joking.
You know, I cook my dog food fresh like every fucking couple weeks.
I don't. My girlfriend does. But I feed it to him.
No, but I moved out here as a nanny. I was making $400 a week. And then the next year after that, I was staying on my friend's boss's like spare room. And I had like 200 some bucks in my account. And I was like, I have to pay for my car payment. And this is all I fucking have. And I look back on that. I'm like, what the like, I never in a million years imagined making more than like $100,000 in a year.
And that's cool. Ever. That's cool. You have a bit of a story. Why don't you tell that more often? Like you have a, I was sleeping on a couch with $200 in my pocket story.
That's a great story. People love that story.
Yeah. No, like so for real. And now you're a multi-millionaire.
Well then like, I mean, we can get into it. I'm in three, I don't want to ever sound like I'm bragging, but I mean, like I said, going from that and then in 3 weeks making $3 million on OnlyFans, like makes absolutely no fucking sense in my mind.
That's a lot
no
of
sense.
Money.
That is a lot.
I mean,
of
to
money.
Literally be making $400 a week to then be making, having no job, and then you're like, what the fuck?
So would you take a second right now to say something motivational to the listeners who may have a dream?
I mean, what can I really say?
I don't know.
I sell my tits on OnlyFans. So.
Self-awareness is superb. It's superb. I commend you.
Well, I do feel like I have a little bit of a cheat code to life.
Why?
I mean, obviously my looks benefit me a lot. And
she's very honest.
No, I
don't know.
I think you're very funny in the vlogs.
Truly, I think I have the weirdest luck in the whole world because I met David at this random fucking show. We ended up being friends. I ended up hanging out with him in LA. And looking back on it, I had no, when he was vlogging, I didn't even know what vlogs really were. Like I didn't really watch much YouTube like growing up. So I was like, had no fucking idea until these things started blowing up and I was like, oh my God, I get it now. And then it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I'm like, holy fuck. Like now looking back on it, I had no idea what was fucking going on until I'm looking back on it. Like, holy shit. Like this is, I just got lucky. I truly just was like friends with the right person at the right time.
All right, kids. So go out there and get lucky.
And make friends. I mean, I will say, I'm the first one to say it. I didn't like somebody like you. You really worked for your platform. You took the time to make videos, whatever. I didn't really plan on being on the internet or doing internet things until I just started getting followers for being friends with somebody. I never had an intention to be on the internet. I just started getting followers from David's following. And then I was like, okay, fuck, well, I should make money off of this. I'm going to start a YouTube channel.
Do you express your gratitude to David?
Yeah, I think I should buy him a car. No, but seriously, I do. I literally like joking. Like I say thank you every day, but I'm joking. I joke with him a lot. And I'm like, okay, so what do I buy you now?
Are you excited that he's vlogging again?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I'm going to be around just because I'm like doing my own thing and I'm planning on moving to Florida, but.
Oh, you're really going to do it.
When is that going to happen?
I'm trying to buy. It's hard because the market's so hot right now that everything that's coming on the market is selling relatively quickly. So I get out there, I look at a house, and then it's like pending.
You sure you want to move to Florida? Because if you want to stay here, you could buy my house.
Yeah, and then I can get fucked on taxes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This year's going to be a fucking massacre.
Hey, relax. I got to live here, dude.
I have a game if you'd like to play it.
Do you actually have a game?
I do have a game. Yeah, it's fun, too. I thoroughly enjoy this game. It's called More Than 240. So I have some of your tweets here, and I want you to describe to me exactly what they mean. You know, the character limit on Twitter is 240. And I want to dive deep into your tweets.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here we go.
Wait, are they going to be embarrassing?
Someone wife me up. God damn it. I'll pay your bills. 74,000 favorites.
My love life is slacking. This is a question I want to ask you guys. I know this doesn't bother Mike because he's definitely dated somebody who makes more money than him. But do you think it bothers men if they date somebody that makes more money than them?
I think there's a difference, for me at least, there's a difference between makes more money and like other pieces of the power dynamic. I think the money thing, no. Okay, if you're like a broke dude and you're dating a chick that makes a lot of money, there's like a power disparity there that's crazy.
Yeah.
If you're making $2 million a year and the girl's making $6 million a year, it kind of washes out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I think there's other parts of it, like power that exists in being a really sought after female that doesn't really have to put up with any kind of shit, because that's what it was with Lana. It was like, yo, this is how shit fucking is. You know what I'm saying? Like you have that same, I feel like you probably have that same kind of mentality in a relationship where you can kind of just be like, yo, I'm the shit. I make a shit ton of money. I'm hot as fuck. I got a billion followers. And every dude that likes me is a simp and would give their left testicle to date me. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that's a tough dynamic to like go up against.
It is hard.
You feel me?
It's tough.
Yes. I don't know. I just feel like I've been so fucking single for the last 2 years. Super I don't know single. What it is.
You aiming too high?
I have really unrealistic standards.
Really? Who are you going for? Who are you shooting for? If you could DM any man right now and they would just be on the, besides the
I don't know if I want to date someone on the internet. If I do, it's definitely not going to be, I don't know. I say that every time, but I don't think it should be public.
You ever thought about just like a classic zaddy? Like just like a Hamptons bound fella?
I don't know.
A couple B's in the bank? Little G550.
Money
trips
doesn't
to Spain.
Really appeal to me too much.
What about planes?
I know people think that I'm all about the money and the clout, but money really just.
You drive a Ferrari.
I do drive a Ferrari.
You got clout and money.
Yeah.
You like food?
I do like food.
What's your favorite kind?
French fries.
Nice.
That's good. All right, next up. Fuck all of you.
Wait,
so
why are you
fucking
my
old?
Wait, we have a breach
of contract, ladies and gentlemen. This is leaked footage.
Who is this that subscribed?
Dylan, did you subscribe?
I tell you, I'm not a subscriber.
He definitely scrolled
through
my pics.
Because if you go to the website, it's just there.
It's a little preview. I wanted him to have subscribed for research purposes.
Don't worry,
so
if you subscribe,
badly.
I can give you a discount.
Before you say this, can I say you have 3,600 fucking likes on the OnlyFans post? That is more engagement than people get on Twitter that have millions of followers. Like,
really?
That's disgusting.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Most OnlyFans.
Well, I just told you I have like almost 70,000 people
is
on there.
Mind blowing.
Fuck all of you who are so fucking pushy and demanding me to post certain shit. I'll post what I want when I want. If you don't like it, then leave.
You need to leave.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think I hate to like pat myself on the back, but for what I've seen on OnlyFans, I post a fucking lot. Like, I show tits, ass, whatever, right? And people are just pushy. They're like, you need to be showing your vagina, this and that. I'm like, dude, this is my thing, my body.
Would you ever do such a thing?
I honestly don't. I don't think. I don't want to like.
Why did you say rep?
No, I don't think I'm posting my pussy. I think it's just.
Your pussy you're posting?
No, I'm not posting my pussy.
Never?
I don't really.
Not even. Like,
don't think I want the internet to see my pussy. Okay. I want it just to be for like whoever.
Hmm. Here's how you combat that question. Corinna, what if I told you there was 8 million?
No.
12 million dollars.
It's just not worth it.
15 M's.
Fucking M's.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a weird question. No, I'm just saying, I don't know. But what's funny about this is I'm not trying to shit on anybody. Sorry, my
Rolex. You've said talk about shitting on people 15 times.
And by the
way, well, whenever she says it, I hear Nicki Minaj going,
shitted on them.
You know that song? Anytime she says it, in my head I hear, shitted on them.
When I was doing my research for this, I bought a couple girls' OnlyFans that have like big presence on Instagram or wherever it is. And I was like buying their content to see like what they post. And I don't think anybody, like, this goes back to this post. Like, I don't think anybody should tell you what, like, I think you shouldn't, you should be able to post whatever you want. You can post full OnlyFans of, like, bikini pics, right? But if you, you know, you tell people, like, this is the content I'm posting is bikini pics, like, that's what you want to post, right? You don't have to post tits.
I would answer that. Mm. Tell me
it's
how
a pretty
posted.
Raunchy episode for Mr. Beast.
Oh.
I'll just call him back later.
Let's get a call from Jimmy.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Post whatever the fuck you want to post, Karina. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I really do mean that. The trust me, they ain't unsubscribing.
No,
they're not.
Trust me.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. And honestly, I want to like get those people to leave because they're just like weird and pushy. And like I said, I'm not trying to shit anybody, but for what I've seen, like doing my research, I post a lot more than most people post. And anyway, so I was scrolling through these people's posts, like that have big, you know, presence on social media and like what they post. And I don't know if you know how OnlyFans work, but you can sell like pay-per-view content where you make a caption and then like you see the picture.
Yep.
So like I'm scrolling through buying all these girls' pictures and I was like mind boggled because it would be like, I'm, you know, full frontal, like this, what you would basically think you're reading this. You're like, okay, I'm going to see the tits. And then you'd like unlock the picture and it's like the laciest fucking bra you've ever seen with like a slight bit of nipple behind it.
Oh, you got clickbaited.
And I'm like, I don't think you should have to post, like, you should be able to post whatever you want, but like, holy fuck, you guys are really like, I'm not kidding you. I would like, I started doing it with AC. I was like, this is the caption. Do we think she's showing tit or not? And then we'd click on it and be like, no tits.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That happens a lot. That's happened
so
with
I'm
a lot
like,
of celebrities.
I feel like there's like, where's the longevity in that? You know, if you're sitting here, I mean, I'm not going to say names, but I did this the other day with somebody because I thought they were posting nipple or whatever. And I spent $150 and they were literally in panties and like a really super lacy bra. And
you got clickbaited.
Barely saw their
you got
nipple.
Clickbaited.
So you want,
I'm like, holy fuck, you're out
you
here.
You want them to be really about it.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't, like, again, like I'm saying, you don't need, like, you should be able to post whatever the fuck you want, but don't sit here and say you're posting this and then not post it.
But there's a lot of girls doing that. It's a crazy thing. Isn't that what happened with the B. Thorne thing, with the Bella Thorne shit?
Yeah, yeah,
she was just posting regular
pics. She really fucked it up for a lot of sex workers, too.
They were pissed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Damn.
But, no, I said if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. And, like, I love my tits. I think I have really nice tits. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to post my tits. So here we are.
I appreciate your courage and also knowing what you want to do and being about it and fucking doing it. You know what I'm saying? And also, more importantly, what you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, protect the sanctity of whatever it is that you don't want to fight. Don't let the fucking simps fucking run your show. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want to do.
No, I think it just makes me mad because it's like, I feel like I'm out here doing the most and then they're still like being, I think it's inevitable, but they're just being pushy and demanding. And I'm like, dude, I'm sitting here fucking 3 weeks out the gate already showing you like basically every square inch of my body except for my
vagina.
Who takes the photos?
Aircool.
A lot of them are self-timer. Sometimes Aircool takes them.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he really does?
He has in the past, yeah.
Is Aircool a simp? Is he a simp? Answer, honestly, would you call Aircool a simp?
He's a very good friend.
Oh, that was nice. That was very nice.
I was actually stacking up content for this for like a couple months before I launched. Like, I had planned on launching this for a while.
I think you were a little late.
Ooh. I don't.
You were. I know you were.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
If you were to launch 6 months earlier, you probably could have doubled what you made.
I don't think so. I think it created some sort of a hype.
No. I didn't hear about it until like a week after.
I don't know, Logan. I usually agree with your business stuff because you're quite a.
I don't know, Logan.
Because you're quite a good predictor when it comes to the business stuff. But I think that OF is at a height of adoption right now. I think people are on it more than.
There was when Bella launched, around that area was the hype.
You think users have fallen off since then?
100%.
I don't know if somebody from OnlyFans is watching this episode.
Yeah,
feel free to reach out.
It has anything to do with the hype of OnlyFans. I think it's just when you have a, I feel like I'm different because all my fucking comments for the last 6 months was like, when are you starting OnlyFans? When are you starting OnlyFans? And it just like creates this hype. Like, when's...
I got you. I'm saying, I just think you were a little late. When I heard your numbers, actually, they were low to me.
Low?
Yeah.
Low.
Yeah.
They were okay. Massive.
No, I know you could have done more. Remember when we talked about it?
I'm not mad.
I think, no, I mean, don't be mad. I just like, you know, I'm about
$3 million in 3 weeks. Oh, a little low.
Could have made 10.
I mean,
I'm about optimization. You know, I'm a businessman and I know when to show tits.
You won't. It's true. You won't. It's do it really right now, weird. Logan. Yeah. You
won't whip out his tits whenever. Logan should start an OnlyFans.
God dang.
And show his
holy dick. Shit. Subscribe to Impulsive, the world's number one podcast. That's not the first
Can
thing.
I do that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Fuck, did I fuck that
but
up?
But yeah, you fucking moron. Of course you
it's
can
okay,
do every...
It's okay, let's just go to my OnlyFans, subscribe. And
God damn it, Mike. We worked on that before the show. I'll be honest. Good job.
No, we didn't.
We didn't work on that.
Oh, I thought you guys did. I was like, damn, it's a rehearsal.
I just wanted to look like a gentleman one time in my life, George.
Oh, wait, is there any more?
There was one more, and it says, can someone beat Tana Mongeau's ass? She's fucking annoying. But we kind of already talked about it.
Yeah.
That one blew up.
I don't know. I just see like random fucking videos of her and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
What made you guys stop? Oh, you were telling me the tour. No, so
yeah. I mean, it's not like right there. I mean, we probably hung out a few times after that, but I'm just, we hung out a few times after that, but ever since then, I'm just like, meh.
And were you guys like friends? Were you guys more than friends?
So what is beef between,
Georgie? I don't know. Is that a bad question to ask?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Anyways. I just like you.
No, because usually when people have like that bad of like a beef, you know, like the
are
line
you saying,
of
are you
love
asking
and hate.
Her if she hooked up with Tana?
Not hooked up, but like maybe had feelings and then something went south. I don't know.
Did you guys?
I heard you were just talking about liking a woman. So
you hooked up with Tana?
I mean, we hooked up one time.
Oh.
How was it?
Just fine.
And they doubted the kid.
I didn't. Ask George, just for
it's fine.
It's fine, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
What?
You got a huge contract from Facebook for gaming.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Massive.
You made a lot of money before.
You were making
OnlyFans.
Millions before you
bought your
millions.
Ferrari before you made millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I started OnlyFans, I was making like 6 figures a month.
That's crazy.
Doing I know.
Up from Facebook gaming?
Stuff, yeah.
What do you say like that?
Well,
like,
I mean,
that
you
sounds
know.
Like drugs. For the drugs? Cartel?
Yeah, drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Gaming. I mean, still obviously. Monetization on certain things, brand deals.
Do you really like gaming?
Yeah.
You really do?
I do. I mean, I feel like every once in a while I go through these phases where it gets a little dull. Like, I'll always love Fortnite, even though a lot of people are like, oh, Fortnite's like dead, but I just, it's like my first love. But I feel like gaming is just a little like bland
right now.
There's not a lot going on. Everyone's doing gambling streams, which I would love to do. I don't know if Facebook allows that.
How does a gambling stream work? Like you just gamble live?
Yeah. Well, another thing I don't like about it is they give you money for the most part to gamble in. So
why
it's,
don't you like that, Karina? I love when
it's an unrealistic
money.
Standard for people where they think.
What
I
if the people
know
they give you money, Karina?
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do, but a lot of people kind of are just like, oh, yeah, I'm gambling. I'm losing all this money. I mean, I'm not going to name names, so I can name a lot of people who people think that they're gambling.
Gambling's hot right now. On Twitch.
Yeah. I mean, I've gambled before a lot on like these online sites, but I'm gambling my own money. I would love to do a gambling stream. I just want to make it.
Are you still authentic. Are you still doing it on Facebook? Or are you back to Twitch?
No, I'm still streaming on Facebook. I just haven't streamed in a while.
How does that work?
What?
How does like inactivity work? Do you still have?
I've never been inactive for the last year and a half. It's just this weird.
Lol.
But are you contractually obligated to stream a certain number of times per week, month, year?
I don't know how much I can say.
Yeah,
it's like hourly.
Okay. So you can catch up.
I mean, like off camera, I really don't know what I can say about my contract. I've always been like weird about it. I don't know if I can say like numbers, hours, anything like that.
Yeah, then just don't say anything.
If the OF bag is big enough, do you see yourself just saying like, yo, fuck all the other shit? Like, would you?
I would always want to stream. I was streaming when I wasn't making any money. I genuinely like streaming, but honestly, it's hard to. I know this sounds so stupid. I mean, I tweeted about this. I made $165,000 off of one picture of my boobs. And ever since that, I just like a deal will come to me and I'm like, this just doesn't look. I mean, I checked my statement today. It's July 1st. It's the new day, right?
It's a new day.
It's a new month.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
It was like, it was 1 p.m., which is like half the day's not even over. I already made like $35,000
just
today.
Did you do anything?
I didn't do anything.
That's crazy.
I'm jealous of you.
I'm gonna look to see what it is now.
That's crazy.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Is it on Shopify? Where are you looking at?
No, on OF.
My statements.
Can I see your statements?
Sure. Do you really want to look at them?
Yeah.
You have no service in here.
Ooh.
Whose fault is that?
Wi-Fi guy, James.
New customers, or that's just subscriptions kicking in?
Yeah, like what is that? Where's that money coming from?
It's anything from tips to subscriptions to bot messages. Anything. But I mean, I just like that blows my mind. That literally blows my mind. I still can't. At the end of the day, it's just like numbers on a screen. I didn't even believe it until it like hit my account. Because yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You cracked the code, kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Logan still thinks I could have made way more and I missed the mark. So that's Ooh. Fucked up.
I know you could have.
You said you're a failure.
You can say that in hindsight, but you have no physical evidence or proof.
No, he
of
does. That. No, he did the kid calculated.
I probably could. If you needed, I could probably supply you with some evidence.
Okay, I would love a full, dude, it's not working.
It's all good.
It's okay. It's all it doesn't good. Matter.
Congrats. GTA 6 Thanks. Is dropping.
Yeah.
Man, 2025. How much money do you think you'll have by then?
In 2025? Yeah. Maybe none.
Zero?
You gamble it all the way?
Boyfriend?
Well, I'm trying to buy a house and I can't decide on how much I should spend on the house.
What's your price point?
I don't know. That's, I don't know what it looks high. Like to... Like, let's say you make $1 million a year, right? I don't know what that looks like, what you're allowed to pay, spend, right? And then...
Usually about a, 10-20% down payment? Yeah, probably about 20%.
This year I'll make more money than probably ever. So, you know, what does that look like next year?
When it comes to big purchases like that, I think they pretty much just say, like, throw a blindfold on, just throw a dart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think about
well, like,
it too
do
much.
You think me buying a... I feel like it's a stupid question, but I'm, like, nervous to buy, like, a $4.5 million
yeah,
house.
Seems
why?
High.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's what is it? Again? That's
the stock market's all $800,000
down payment.
The housing market's so
trash.
It's hot,
right?
It's hot right now.
Hot right now.
Horrible time to buy. Great time to sell.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I buy something and then it fucking corrects itself and then what? I lose like $1 million on it.
So
I don't know.
Just wait. Don't buy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, be patient. No, but I
buy another Ferrari.
How long do I have to wait?
A little while longer.
A year. One year.
A year. But then I'm saying I'm paying taxes for this year and potentially next year. Like I
need to
be
Puerto Rico.
We still pay our taxes.
No, I know that. But I just mean move there just because it's a beautiful place to stay.
Yeah, I could move in with Logan, maybe.
You could invest in some business, like properties, apartments, and then when the time comes, you could.
Yeah, you're an expert
I'm just
stock
paying
trader.
So much in rent right now that I'm like.
What is your rent?
$17,000.
It's a lot.
Jimmy's pretty, wants to pop in.
Okay, yeah.
He's asking. I mean, yeah. Who are we to?
No, go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we love him.
Okay.
Are you calling him?
Yeah, he called. And who are we to...
FaceTime?
I mean, who are we to...
Deny the king.
I can't believe I'm sharing a podcast with the king of YouTube. That's
literally.
So crazy.
You don't probably don't have to hold it all the way out there.
I'm stretching.
Oh, sure,
I actually got stuck like this, man. Can you help?
Look at this little puppy.
Oh, shit. Might be the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi.
Oh, you have no Wi-Fi. Jimmy, we got no Wi-Fi.
Jim, what? Fucking it.
There's no chance. There's no shot.
It's on it.
No. Yeah, the Wi-Fi's down. It's impossible. It'll never happen.
Hit you right back, James.
All right.
I need to show you this.
What?
Look.
Oh.
Look,
your bag?
This is just July. That's just today.
That's crazy.
That doesn't make sense.
That's crazy.
There, this is just from
44K.
Hey, James,
just from
Jimmy.
Today.
From today.
44 is my favorite number.
Jimmy boy, what's Hello. Up, brother? How are you?
Good. Just walking. All right, do you got a guest for this episode?
Yeah, bro, you thought...
Sense.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Bro, you thought you made make money. Corinna made $44,000 just today on OnlyFans.
Jeez.
That's such a
Jeez.
I mean, I thought that's good, but I mean, you're definitely doing... Is that like the best day?
Is this your best day? She's making some serious bags, man. How far are you walking?
A couple miles.
Dude, so you called me a while back and told me you were started this walking thing. Like, are you doing this every day?
Yeah, it's a good way to just brainstorm and helps me not get stressed out.
True.
Walks a couple miles every single day. And you make calls doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just call random people. I just go down my contact list. So called
That's
Mike
cool.
And just went to the next Aww. Person.
He landed on me today.
That's crazy.
He's like, I've been doing this for 4 months. I finally got you, Mike.
Jimmy boy. What's good, brother?
Not much. So, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt. If you want me to go, I can.
No, I.
Yeah, we want you to go. This is my time to shine.
I'd actually prefer to just set him up over there. Can we just set him up for the end of the show and just have him on the show?
Yeah. Here you go. We're going to set you up.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Nice.
I'm gonna point you towards me.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. All right, so we're actually just closing out here. If you were here, what would you ask Corinna?
Logan and Mike been to you this podcast?
Very nice. They've been amazing, actually. I think I have to say that.
Yes.
No, they've been actually pretty good.
I told you it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm still a little nervous, but we're good. We're getting there.
Hey, Jimmy, I got a question. This will help Corinna. You're really good with money, and she's coming up on a lot of money, and quickly too. And she wants to buy a house. But isn't sure if it's the right time to buy because the market is hot. She doesn't want to overspend. Would you recommend any specific investments or anything smart to do with her money in the meantime while she waits for the housing market to cool off?
Yeah. You know, as weird as this sounds, kind of the best investment right now for people in our position is literally just social media, our career. I mean, you can invest in real estate and double your money in 5 years or all this other stuff, or you know, if you just went hard on social media, make 10 times more the next year. You know what I mean? So literally whatever makes you happiest, so you just wake up and grind, that's the best investment. And for people like us.
Wow. That was very inspirational.
I know. He is an inspiring
what
man.
What a speaker.
Honestly. We got to have you back on sometime.
Subscribe
to Impulsive,
whatever the sponsor is, support them
because
they paid a lot of money.
Hey, we love you,
Beast. I hate you soon. Bye. All
right, bye. What a guy.
What a fucking
You know
gent,
what my
dude.
Dad actually told me to like invest in? He said farmland.
Oh, farms are great.
Because you get like rent every month or whatever and it never like goes down, never depreciates.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of. There's
I don't
a lot,
know if that was
No, it's a
Imagine
safe.
Imagine I owned like 80 acres of like farmland in like Iowa.
I'd visit.
In where?
In like Iowa, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. I own 80 acres of ranch in Idlewild.
Where?
Idlewild. Just down the street. It's 2.5 hours.
You own 80 acres
yeah.
there?
84 acres. Yeah, we just got back from the ranch today. He was there.
That ranch is 84 acres.
84 yeah. acre ranch.
How much did you spend on that?
$1,000,001.
On 80 acres? Yeah.
$1,000,001.
That's pretty wild.
You ever want to visit the ranch with Logan?
You know, Logan is always like, I'm going to the ranch, but he never invites me.
Ooh, same.
And I think I've actually asked once or twice.
If I did invite you and you saw like a bug.
You don't know me then. You clearly have no fucking idea.
I don't know how you interact with bugs.
She eats them.
Okay, first of all, I grew up like scooping up horse shit.
In Chicago?
Well, my family lives in Wisconsin on a farm. I've been riding horses since I was 4 years
old. You can ride a horse?
Yeah, I've been riding horses since I was 4. I used to scoop horse shit. I like fishing for fun. All I did growing up was like camp. I'm very good with like.
Wait a second. What? You didn't tell Logan any of this shit. You could have got yourself a rich hubby.
I mean, it's fine. That boat has sailed, but.
Has it though? On a final note for, I don't know. Maybe
you know, maybe we'll look back
more,
on this in 10 years and we'll be married with like 2 kids, but.
Just 2?
Who knows?
And I'm going to get shit for it as well.
Why?
I always get shit for like things that I do with people I've hooked up with.
Oh, okay.
I get
do you really
shitted,
think
shitted on
I hate to like go back to it, but do you really think I'd be like upset by a bug?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're upset by everything.
You could. We've known each other for 3 years. You don't know me.
Okay. What about, would you shoot a gun?
I've shot a gun. My grandpa let me shoot a .22 when I was like 7 years old because he didn't think I would hit anything. And my first shot, I hit a crow and killed it and made him do a burial because I was so upset. He didn't think I'd actually
hit
it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Danny shot a .22 once. Hit our uncle right in the calf.
Oh, fuck.
Bullet ricocheted. Not her fault. Well,
that's
technically it was her fault.
Shit. Mine wasn't that crazy.
All right. What about
clear and brush?
Would you clear brush?
You like clear and brush? You're going down a trail, walking with your friends, and all of a sudden you see a little bush in the middle of the road that was strewn through by a light wind.
Well, I just told you, I used to like literally scoop horse shit when I was little.
Take a ride in the Razor, go off a big jump.
Yeah.
Really?
I've been in a Razor before. Maybe not a big jump, but sure, if I'm not going to die.
You pee outdoors?
Yeah, fuck
Drink
yeah.
water out of a small fountain?
That might be with my
spout.
Like a spout. Well, yeah, you got to do a motion like this to make
sure. If I'm not going to like get a fucking brain-eating bacteria, then yeah.
It's not guaranteed, but unlikely.
Okay.
I like these questions. This is the best one on the
list. All right. Well, I mean, we got a couple more. Yeah,
we could do more.
Would you help lay the foundation for a small shed?
Sure. I would love to.
Chop wood?
I don't know if I'd be strong enough, but.
Climbing the top of a rusty water tower. Look inside, see what's peeking.
Sure, if I was strong enough.
Start a fire, one match.
I don't think I would know how to.
You see a rattlesnake. He says, hey, what's up? But I'm going to bite you. What do you do?
Okay, we went to like a safari
in
Florida. I love all those animals.
Milk a cow.
Yeah.
Start a fire with a pickle. It's probably hard.
Do you guys have any animals that you like that are like...
I like dogs. I like this one.
Like, for example, I love sharks. I don't know what it is. I went swimming with sharks in the Bahamas.
Funny, Andrew Schultz hates them.
Who?
Andrew Schultz.
Who's that?
He hates sharks.
No, who's on? We asked who their favorite animal was.
Spencer Taylor.
Spencer eats
Andrew sharks. Schultz got into a massive. See, my memory's actually cooking. They got into a massive brawl over it.
Who the fuck likes sharks? Like, honestly.
I love sharks.
What, like your favorite animal? Have you ever fucked with a shark? Like, have you ever touched a shark?
They're not friendly.
I went swimming with them in the Bahamas, and ever since then, I want to just go back and do it again.
Yeah, but you lost a piece of your leg.
No, I loved it. I also like alligators. I think those are fucking smart. Cool.
Lana bought a duck today. I raised eight ducks. It is the coolest animal.
I raised eight ducks when I was living with my ex, and I had to fucking clean poop ducks? And everything. I don't know. They were white.
Lana bought a Peking duck.
Easy.
Is it a Peking duck?
I'm not kidding you. They shit everywhere.
They're white. They shit everywhere. That's why we had to get rid of them.
Stop.
They shit everywhere.
Well, we had eight, so it was like eight times the shit, but
yeah, I had
did we have eight? We had eight or ten or something. I don't know, but I raised them. Like, I was the one fucking doing
in Chicago.
My motherly instincts. No,
I'm gonna be honest,
I was with my ex.
It's very cute. It's a very cute duck.
They are so fucking cute. If she raises it right, it will literally follow her really? Around like she's the mother. Aww. Well, she is a mother almost.
Yeah.
Why? Why did she get a duck?
She just liked it. They're a little more independent and she has a lot of other stuff to worry about right now, obviously, and she just thought it was cute and rescued it from a foundation that was going to pick it up. Oh, actually, I don't know if that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
The duck?
I like ducks. I really like ducks.
You can. I mean, we can go there whenever you want.
Did she just buy a duck outright?
Oh, it was free. They gave it to her. It was at a rescue foundation. She rescued the duck. We went and got it today.
Wow. See, I incubated my ducks.
So like, what does the relationship status look like between you two?
Me and her?
Yeah.
It's complicated and a bit stressed and nice.
So it's just not like a friendship.
No, it is. No, sorry. No, it is.
Okay, because when you say it's complicated,
But it is. I mean, in my eyes, it's just a friendship.
Okay.
But there is obviously is always like that like... it's tricky.
Okay.
You can imagine why that would be a tricky situation, obviously.
Yeah, I can.
Corinna, look, you've been great.
Thank you.
And you did it, by the way.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is this the part where I tell you that everything has to be scrapped and I done?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us now.
No, I'm joking.
All right, so we're good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
thanks for trusting us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, guys. If you don't already, you can follow Corinna at Corinna Cop. On Instagram and OnlyFans now too. Oh, can I not say it? Don't. All right, Corinna.
Twitter, you could find some good information over there on Twitter.
Yeah, there's good information.
I have educational posts.
She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, hit that subscribe button. We love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.